Thank you, Master, for a day like this. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Can you go ahead and give the Lord a praise? Clap your hands, all ye faithful. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph. Help me go ahead and shake the hands of seven people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. It's the day the Lord has made. Praise and give him the honor. Hallelujah. I'd like to beckon on the sopranos to ensure that your voice takes the lead, even though we have the harmony, but take the lead because the soprano sets the pace for the song, right? The real melody of the song is a soprano part. But what we hear most of the time is a dominant alto. Okay? Let it be well mixed. Right? God bless you. This morning, we want to look at amplifying prayer effects. Amplifying prayer effects. Matthew chapter 17 and in verse 21. How be it this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Goeth not out. Our objective this morning is to understand those factors that can amplify prayer effort and guarantee prayer effect. There are factors that can amplify prayer effort and guarantee prayer effect. That is, how do I pray in order to ensure that the effort of the prayer is amplified? How do I pray? What do I pray? How do I go about praying to ensure that prayer effect is guaranteed? You see, we all pray, but there are people who see far more results in prayer than others. What do they do? And how do we go about it? I'm going to look at 8 first factors this morning. But I'll be taking 4 in this service, briefly mention the other 4, and go in detail in the next service. Number 1, amplifier. You know that I am speaking to you right now. If I remove this microphone, are you hearing me? Right, so I'm speaking. But you are not hearing because there is no amplification. In the same manner, you can pray and it's possible for you to be doing all the effort, but there are amplifiers that make the effect of prayer to be audible in the realm of the spirit. That is what we are dealing with now. Number 1 is praying with fasting. When you join fasting with your praying, its effect shifts levels. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6 and 8, he said, is it not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. And that he break every yoke. Goes to verse 8 and he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. And thine head shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Prayer power amplified by fasting. There was a challenge in the land of Persia where the Jews were meant to be eliminated. In Esther chapter 4 and in verse 16, Esther said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. And fast ye for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. And she never perished. Prayer is amplified by the effect of fasting. Two things that fasting does. First of all, fasting is the intensification of spiritual hunger. In fasting, there is the expression of intense hunger. Is the intensification of spiritual hunger. Fasting, secondly, is the sharpening of spiritual sensitivity. More like a fine tuning of spirituality. It's a sharpening of spiritual sensitivity, receptivity, and authority. Sharpening. Say, this kind goeth not out. But by prayer and by fasting. So spiritual sensitivity is sharpened. Receptivity is sharpened. Authority is sharpened. Praying with fasting. When prayer alone does not seem to be working as it should, it can be merged with the fast. Number two is praying with sacrifice and vows. Praying with sacrifice and vows. Before I go there, I remember most of the breakthroughs I have had in my life and ministry have come through days of praying and also fasting. Whether it was time to step into knowing the will of God for marriage or stepping into ministry and what are you saying, Lord, for ministry? At various junctions, it has been with the fasting and praying. Number two is praying with sacrifice and vows. Where you made up your mind. Lord, I am asking you for this, but I am sacrificing this to confirm my desperation. I am sacrificing these to confirm my commitment. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and in verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, that was Hannah, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Hannah had prayed all her life. Result hadn't come. She went to Shiloh every year. But this particular year, she tied the vow or a sacrifice to the prayer. And when that happened, it became impossible for her prayer not to be answered. It became impossible for her prayer not to be answered. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 and in verse 9, Samuel was in the midst of a battle with the children of Israel, confronting the Philistines. While this battle raged, Samuel looked for what to do, tried for what to do. And then the Bible said, and Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering, holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. He was offering the sacrifice in the midst of the prayer together. What was the outcome? And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before the Lord, before Israel. And the man of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until you came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto has the Lord helped us. Somebody say amen. He was praying. And as he merged the prayer with a sacrifice, bam, something shifted. I see something shifting in the life of somebody here today. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. A third example is the example of David in the book of Psalm 132 and in verse 1 to 5. 132 verse 1 to 5. He said, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. I will not go up to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place, until I locate a place for the Lord, until I get a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. If you look at verse 6, and then lo, we heard of it at Ephrata, found it in the feast of the wood. What was David doing? Lord, if you will not remember me for anything, see the vow I made. See how I deprived myself sleep. See how I deprive myself comfort to build you a house. Use my sacrifice to remember me. Amen. Somebody say louder, amen. I announce to you today, Jehovah will remember you.
If you are the one God is speaking to, shout the loudest, say amen. If God is speaking to you, shout the loudest, say amen. What is the power of sacrifice? Number one, sacrifice and vows are a confirmation of desperation, affection, and commitment to God. Confirmation of desperation. Confirmation of affection. And commitment. Lord, if you will give me a child. That was desperation. I will give him back to you. That is the desperation part. The affection part and the commitment part is, I am not looking for a child for myself. I am looking for a child for you. Can I identify the scripture by the side? 1 Samuel 1:11. I am in need of a child. And you are in need of a prophet. Give me the child and you will have the prophet. It was sealed. Somebody say loud amen. Number two, sacrifice is the establishment of a remembrance altar before God. Your sacrifice establishes an altar of remembrance such that you are remembered by God. Whether you are in prayer or not in prayer. In Psalm 20 and in verse 3. Sorry, from verse 1. He said, the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Somebody say amen. I'll start it from the beginning so you can respond well. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. May he send you help from the sanctuary. May he strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Hallelujah! There are so many people in church that God has nothing to remember them for. All their life is spent on themselves. What to eat, what to drink, what to wear, what to drive. But there is a remembrance altar. That was why David just told us, Lord, remember David. I have sacrificed enough to be remembered. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 4, we saw a man, there was a certain man, in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house. He gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius, when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms, your givings, your sacrifice have come up for a memorial before God. Even though you are not praying now, God has remembered you. Send to Joppa and call for Peter. There is a breakthrough for you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So praying with fasting will amplify the effect of your prayer. I'm praying with sacrifices and vows. Number three is praying with intercession. Praying with intercession. That is standing in the gap for others. praying with intercession. In Job chapter 42 and in verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord turned the captivity of Job. Job had prayed for himself from the beginning of the book of Job. All the way he kept on going. Lord, in fact, he was accusing God many times. Lord, you didn't do this for me. Lord, did I serve you in vain? Lord, did I do this? Lord, did I do that? Until probably he chanced upon a revelation. You have been praying for yourself only. Nothing has changed. Why don't you try pray for your friends? And Job's prayer only got answered. When Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. I see God turning somebody's captivity today in the name of Jesus Christ. I heard the story of Jean Crouch, the wife of Paul Crouch, founder of TBN. She, at the time in her life, had anxiety situations that was leading to, that had depressive conditions that was almost like a mental situation. She would be dressed down and drab and depressed and smiley and so on. And she said one day she was in, I think, a service or a meeting, and she saw a girl, a child, young lady, that looked like herself in terms of how depressed she was looking and how mental the lady looked. And she went and put her hands around this girl and began to pray for her, crying over her. In the process of that, her healing manifested while she was attending to somebody's situation. I heard a story of a healing evangelist. For almost 21 years or so, he had arrhythmias or heart condition. And then, but he kept on praying. One day, he was praying for somebody with the same kind of situation. Both of them fell under the anointing. Both of them got up and both of them were healed. The Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. What is the meaning of that? Are you trusting God for an anointing? Pray for somebody who is trusting God for the same kind of anointing. Are you trusting God for marital establishment? Pray for somebody who is trusting God to be maritally established. Are you trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Pray for somebody who has trusted God longer than yourself. Are you trusting God for somebody who appears stranded after graduation? Pray for somebody. Are you trusting God to set you free from being stranded after graduation? Pray for somebody who graduated longer than yourself. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 12, the Bible said, what things soever. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Anything you are trusting, you are expecting to be done for you, do it for another person. Because this is the law and the prophets. Somebody say a loud amen. One reason why Moses lived very, very good old life, despite all that came against him, in Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 7, Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7, and Moses was 120 years old. When he died, his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. Why? Because Moses was one of the greatest intercessors you ever saw in the Bible. Exodus 32 and in verse 32, he said, and Moses said, blot me out of your book if you will not save these people. Yet now, if thou will not forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray you, out of thy book which thou hast written. Clean me out from your book. When God saw that Moses was ready to be wasted, or ready to be destroyed because of the people of Israel, he decided to preserve him till the age of 120 years old.
That is the power of intercession. Your prayer effect will multiply. You see, those who spend their time praying for others, they have minimal issues to pray for themselves. And I can tell you that from experience. I pray for all manner of situations for people. The financial situation, marital situation, health situation, and all manner of situation. And when you watch our schedule, you can confirm that only God can make such a schedule to happen. After vigil, we went for church planting again in Piacasa, and then came back for commanding the day, and then the schedule continues. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, what is the power of intercession? What causes intercession to produce such power? Number one, intercession works by the seed and harvest principle. It is the seed and harvest principle. Or rather, works by the seed time and harvest principle. That is, you reap what you sow. We read that already in Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. Anything you wish to happen for others, God makes it happen for you. God makes happen for you what you make happen for others. You say other people's children should not be stranded. No devil can make your children stranded. You contribute to the welfare of other people. No devil can successfully contribute to your destruction. It works by the seed and harvest principle. Number two, intercession works by the power of love, which is the same as the power of God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. I believe it was Songs of Solomon chapter 8, I think it's in verse 6, that says that love is as strong as death. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. So love can beat death. We saw that in Acts chapter 14 verse 20. When Paul the apostle was stoned and left to die, the disciples surrounded him in love and he got up. Finally, intercession brings a man into agreement with the Almighty. Two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. And God is love, and you are now walking in love, forgetting your own problems, and praying for another person. You are brought into synergy with God. Agreement with God for whatever you are asking God for. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Anybody get anything from here at all, say aloud, amen. Anybody getting anything from here, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and shout the loudest, amen. Is there someone who benefited anything at all from here? Was that number three, number four? And then the final one for this service is praying in the spirit. Prayer is amplified in effect. After you have prayed in your understanding, the impact of the prayer is amplified when you pray in the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. The Bible said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying in the spirit.
Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Say, likewise the Spirit also himself helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the sins according to the will of God. Somebody say aloud, amen. You say, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be expressed. So there is a dimension of praying that enters into groaning where you can't even utter words. And that is also praying in the Spirit. Did Jesus manifest that? Yes. At the tomb of Lazarus, in the book of John chapter 11 and in verse 38, he said, in verse 33 verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the Spirit. He groaned. So groaning in the Spirit is a department of praying in the Spirit, which means Jesus manifested that. In verse 38, the Bible says, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself coming to the cave. So Lazarus for me was almost raised before he said, Lazarus, come forth, because he had connected the power of the Spirit. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is the impact of praying in the Spirit? Number one, praying in the Spirit is the deployment of spiritual power. The deployment of spiritual power to handle situations at hand. The deployment of spiritual power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea. It's the deployment of spiritual power. Micah chapter 3 verse 8 said, but I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. It's the deployment of spiritual power. So power is deployed. Number two, praying in the Spirit is praying accurately by the help of the Spirit. You pray accurately by the help of the Spirit. Because he said, we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Romans 8:26. But when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is helping us to address issues that should be addressed. You were thinking that this was the problem, but the Holy Ghost is praying something else while you are praying the Holy Spirit, and you don't know what you are praying. He's praying the accurate prayer. He's attacking the accurate target. He's dealing with the accurate issues. He's praying accurately in the Spirit by the help of the Spirit. And in fact, there are times you don't wish like praying, but the Holy Ghost helps you to pray. And finally, praying in the Spirit is praying into the realm of mysteries or hidden secrets. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2, is praying into the realm of mysteries. For he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. For no man understanding him, how be it in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. You are excavating hidden secrets. You are dealing with secrets, and you can access these mysteries and access these revelations and this light. And at times God will help you to understand what you are praying about so that they can be accurately dealt with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody who received something this morning, shout the loudest, hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. When we come into the second service, we shall look at four more. And so we have looked at praying with fasting, praying with sacrifices and vows, praying with intercession, and praying in the Spirit. In the second service, we shall look at praying in the midnight. What is the impact of that? Praying in the midnight. And then, we shall also look at praying with service, where your service amplifies your prayer. We shall also be looking at praying in agreement. Whether it's personal agreement with someone or agreement with the church. Like when we are doing 21 days or how many days fasting and prayer, it's a corporate agreement. What's the impact of it? And of course, explosive one is praying with praise. Look at all of that in the second service. To get the details of all of that, please ensure that you either rewatch the second service on YouTube or the CD or something so that you can have the complete package for the day. It's a new day. Can I hear a loud amen? I believe there's somebody here you're about to start seeing answers to prayers like you have never seen before. You believe that? Stand on your feet to the loud shout of praise. May you take your seat because of the way in which you stood. Amen. Amen. And I know it rained this morning and people came out a bit slowly, but you are in church and you are on fire. Stand with the loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. You know, there are some messages and revelations you get that you have to congratulate yourself first, because some things have been decoded and some answers. See, he that escaped the sword of Hazael shall not escape the sword of Jehu, and he that escaped the sword of Jehu shall not escape the sword of Elisha. That answer that escapes the fasting will not escape the sacrifice, and escape the sacrifice will not escape the intercession, and escape the intercession will not escape the tonguing. Hey! And it is on and on and on and on. Would you help me walk to 7 people and then tell them congratulations, 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 congratulations. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. We are going to practice 2 of them in this service. And the first one we are going to practice. Alright, we are going to appreciate God for the word first. And then secondly, I'm going to give you like 2 or 3 minutes to pray for somebody from your heart. Somebody else. With an issue that you know is an issue of concern. It might not even be the area of your own challenge, but you just know someone has a concern. Maybe it's even the salvation of a soul. Pray for it passionately. After that, we'll step into praying in the spirit. We have done 15 minutes on another Sunday, but we'll do a shorter time, a little bit shorter this time, so that we can give another time for the praise sex dimension of it. Even though the revelation of the praise will come in the second service, but the practice of the same will happen from the first service. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. So lift up your 2 hands and say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me.
To me.
Today.
Today.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate
for speaking to me.
Speaking
like you have done.
Like you have done.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
Be honored. And be adored. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go on ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, take the next 2 minutes and pray for somebody from your heart. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today,
Father, I come before you today
to pray in intercession,
to pray in intercession
for your children,
for your children,
I ask, O Lord,
that the power of your Lord
will produce results
in the life of your people.
Thank you, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Go ahead, identify someone in a name. All right, let's start from here. Make it easy for us in the course of the journey. You can then include any other person's name. Hold the hand of someone near you. And so you are going to pray and say, Father,
I am praying
for this your child.
For this your child.
Whose hand I am holding.
Whose hand I am holding.
I ask
for
your intervention in their life.
In the
name of Jesus. Say, Father,
you know
the greatest needs
of their lives.
I ask that you meet them
at those points of need now.
Visit this family.
Visit this life.
Visit this destiny.
Today, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Pray. Pray for the hand you are holding. Father, visit from your heart. Pray until you are sure God is releasing answers. Pray until you are sure God is releasing answers. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. We're going to pray for the next 10 minutes in the spirit. Lord, I ask, Father, I deploy your power. Holy Ghost, I receive your help in intercession. Amen. And Lord, I pray into the realm of mysteries. Hidden secrets of my issues, excavated and dissolved. And I receive help now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I receive grace
to pray
in the Holy Ghost
this morning.
In the name of Jesus.
As I deploy
spiritual power
to tackle
situations
around my life,
around my family,
around my destiny.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive
the help
of the Holy Spirit
to pray
appropriately
and accurately
in the name of Jesus.
And I pray
into the realm
of mysteries
and hidden secrets
by the agency
of the Holy Ghost
now.
When I say in the name of Jesus, receive fresh fire.
You say, I receive,
and begin to blast in tongues.
Everyone, if you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as it comes up in your mouth, just let it flow. Lift your hands. Father, let fresh fire come upon everyone here today with a fresh evidence of speaking in tongues and a higher level of praying in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive! I receive! Open your mouth and pray! 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 Open your mouth and pray!
Rapa di dalam
Jesus.
Precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. How many of us believe that God has heard and answered us our prayers? You believe he heard and answered our prayers? Can you take the next? Can you help me shake the hands of five and tell them congratulations, it is done. It is done. And let's take the next 5 minutes of celebration. Explosive, intensive, extensive celebration. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Celebrate victory.
and lift your voice and let's worship him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Thank you, Master. To heaven. Lift your hands high everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Fill our cups. Fill our hearts. Fill our vessels. Father, thank you for delivering that your child from the heaviness of the heart and from a physical heart condition. Thank you for arresting that spirit of death and destruction. Thank you for giving us a visitation. Lift your two hands. Receive his visit. Receive his touch. Receive his healing. Receive his deliverance. Receive your turnaround. And when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. Something is happening. That's right. Hear that man there. He's on fire.
Fire! Hey! 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 He covered When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hands to your head and blast in tongues one more minute. Father, let your presence, let your power, let your anointing flow upon the lives of your children in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
I receive.
Receive. Receive. Receive. Receive. Receive.
Jesus. Precious name. The Lord has heard and the Lord has answered us. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
The Lord heard and the Lord answered us. Shout the Lord most amen.
Amen.